This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've come to the end of the month, and with it, the end of our series about water. It's called The High Price of Cheap, about how we take water for granted, how we don't pay what we should for it, and how that is eventually going to bite us down the line. The poet and novelist Tiffany Yannick grew up in the U.S. Virgin Islands, surrounded by the sea, but with very little water to drink.
In the Virgin Islands, we are surrounded by water. It's where we get our food. It's our farmland. We're big fish eaters. Our highways are the sea, the oceans that surround the different islands. You visit your cousins and grandparents by jumping on the highway of the Caribbean Sea. The water is really vital to our culture and to our understanding of ourselves. It's where we go to baptize our children. It's where we go to celebrate a wedding. It's where we go to mourn the death of a loved one. Now, I was married on the beach. I remember having first kisses on the beach in high school. Probably the entirety of my childhood memories are somewhat connected to water, connected to the beach. But water is also scarce. So Virgin Islanders store water beneath our houses like treasure. We have cisterns where we collect rainwater that we use to drink and bathe and cook our food. Water is so precious, but I do notice that since moving to New York and even before that when I lived in Houston, you would leave your tap running. You would take long, luxurious showers. That would be considered rude to do in the Virgin Islands. If you were to visit someone's home and take a 20-minute shower, you would be bringing that person a financial burden. Virgin Islanders put a great value on water. Water is this symbol of excess because we're surrounded by it, but it's also scarcity. As a writer, I'm interested in that paradox.
Tiffany Yannick is the author, among other books, of Land of Love and Drowning.